Lunchtime with the Invasion on your Monday afternoon. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will continue our Cowboys conversation here in 15 minutes or so. They picked up a brand new Cowboy. Von Miller will don the star. And he had some things to say about that. But right now, one of the greatest teases you'll ever hear was the tease Donnie has given about his weekend trip to Austin, which started somehow Friday night, well after Fright Night, after the after party, headed down.
I did, because my wife's cousin, her boyfriend, turned 50, Chad Washington. Very good dude. Very cool dude. Met him plenty of times before. Even call him cuz. They're not officially married, but they've been together for a while now. So he turned 50, and they rented an Airbnb that had a few bedrooms. We were staying at the actual place, but they were going to have a party on Saturday afternoon, day party. They had a pool, you know, swimming, food, dominoes, cards, all that. And it was going to be a fun time. But when we were talking about this, it was like, okay, it's in Austin. We might as well just leave after fight night, so we don't have to wake up and travel. I mean, we may be a little tired, but we can sleep in as long as we can, and we're already there, so we don't have to worry about it. Hey, Austin is a fine drive. It's okay. It's highway. It's fine.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be too crowded. I'm down with it. So we I leave fight night. I get back to the house. We pack the car. And about 10:10, we head to Austin. We're hitting the highway. And so we put the address in, and it said, like, and now you can get to Austin if there's no traffic. It's like 2.5 hours. Right. You're there.
From where you live, for sure.
Right, yeah, right.
Especially that time of night.
So when we put the address in, it said, like, 3:20. And I went, huh, that seems weird to go to Austin, 3:20. That seems like a lot. Maybe there's traffic. And so, pay it no mind, we're heading our way. Listening to a little music, having a good time. And usually when we're on the road, an hour into it, wife is out. She's done. But she realized, I worked all day. We had fight night, and she made it a point. She's not going to fall asleep. She asked me if I wanted one of the Celsius drinks, a little energy drink, to see if I can crack that open.
You got down there in under 2 hours.
But see, I know me, and I know my tiny bladder, and I don't want to stop at night to have to go and use the bathroom. So I brought it with me, but I wasn't going to crack it open until I felt really tired.
Okay.
You need to stop on a three-hour trip to do that?
It's tiny bladder.
I have tiny bladder. Okay. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Especially if I'm drinking. If I have water or anything, then it's like, okay, I'm going. Okay. I'm full, so I'm going to have to go and release. And I knew we didn't have to stop for gas anywhere. So it's like, okay, let's just make it straight. I'm not going to drink anything, but I'm fine. We're rolling. We're talking. We have music. We're singing. It's great. But then as we're approaching on 35 down Austin Way, it tells me to exit the exit to where you go to Killeen. Like, man, that feels like a long way. I don't know if they're trying to have me go a separate way, circumvent the, I don't know. But usually if you're going that little tollway thing,
yeah,
it's way past the Killeen exit.
Yes,
way past.
Much further south.
Right. So I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And so I look, and we're not going to Austin. We're going to a city called Kingsland, Texas, that I know nothing about.
Okay.
And so as we get to this exit from Killeen, in Killeen, it's, I don't know, 11:45-ish. Like, we're on the road. We're rolling. And that, the next 70 to 80 miles that we had to travel to get to this Airbnb was the most stressful drive I've ever had in my life. Because it is just backwoods. There are deer,
dude,
like, in the right there on the side of the road, looking like they're just ready to pounce as you're driving 55 or 70 miles an hour.
Have you never been out that area?
Not like that, no.
Not in the middle
I've
of the night.
I've never been to Killeen.
Yeah, it's dark.
Dude.
It's so dark.
It is. I've never been that stressed. It was to the point of where I just don't. I almost. Hey, you want to drive this thing, man? I'm done.
At least it won't
be
my fault.
Right. I'm not going to wreck this car as a deer. And my wife, who normally is asleep, she's sitting up. Look, I'm on deer watch. Because if one darts out, we got to, she's got to yell or scream or something. And they are all over the place. And they called it, I think, Central Texas Expressway or something.
Yeah.
And it's like 45 miles of this stretch of road that we have to go down. And it's one of those to where you're in, you'll pass through a neighborhood every now and then. So the speed limit dips to 55. Then it dips to 45. Then it dips to 35. It's 12:30 in the morning. I'm going to speed limit where I am. We don't need anyone trying to pull me over or anything.
Especially on a Friday night. That's Dude, exactly what they're there for.
I am observing to the number this speed limit. And then after you get off of this Central Texas Expressway,
right,
you're turning down a couple of farm-to-market roads that will have the same exact situation that deer are ready to pounce in the middle of the street as you're going 55. In that area, 100%,
yes.
So if you stay out in those areas and you stay in any of those neighborhoods, flocks of deer.
Oh my gosh, like, man.
Incredible amounts of deer.
I have never been that stressed behind the wheel before in my life.
Freaking out, wondering if you're about to get antlered.
It's about the deer about to hit the car and tear the car up as we have this tragic accident. And then it's, I don't know if the popo is sitting in the the woods.
Just waiting for you.
Ready to pounce as you go 2 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Yep.
Dude.
At 1 a.m. essentially.
So we basically got there about, I would say we got there about 1:30. And I had to pee so bad that I barely made it inside the house.
You got that leg kick going when you're walking in there, struggling with the zipper.
It was a really steep driveway. I didn't drive down the driveway. They told us to park on the street. And it's where you're just kind of shuffling your feet. It's like, okay, I just need to, I had my bag in my hand and everything and had to go straight to the bathroom. Man, I'm telling you, I've had a 1:52 a.m. steak before. I needed a 1:30 a.m. old fashioned, whatever, the strongest drink you can think of. That's what I needed on that drive out there, man.
Yeah,
so that's the worst.
That's down there in the Marble Falls, Horseshoe Bay, kind of burn it area down there.
The house was great, right on the lake.
Yeah. Dude, the area is beautiful during the daytime. It's awesome.
And the drive back, as we left Sunday morning about 8:30. It was fine.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you're sort of headed towards Fredericksburg in that direction, which is a hike.
That was, dude.
I love that area, but we've done the same thing where we were staying kind of in the middle of nowhere and then did dinner somewhere and went to a movie. And on the way back, it is a white knuckle. Because they are not joking when they have those, you know, be careful, there's deer
right,
on this.
Because
they are everywhere.
And there are some people who are out there, they will put deer antlers on their car. So you won't run out there. I guess it simulates a deer and they won't run out there or whatever it is. But man.
Yeah, they're just standing on the side of the road. You drive by, you're like, oh, please don't run in front of me.
And I'm driving and I'm looking down at the road and I'm trying to make sure everything is okay. And you'll see tire marks. Like on the way back Sunday, you see all the tire marks on that expressway from people slamming the brakes or swerving out the way, trying to miss deer.
And that's exactly what they say not to do. You just plow through that deer because you're going to total your vehicle. That is going to happen, but at least you're not going to spin out and end up in a ditch. Kill the deer.
Double digit number of deer we saw on that expressway. And it's pitch black out there. And you can just see them
right there on the
side. Yeah, man.
Why'd they tell you Austin?
I don't know. I guess that's where they live. So I guess I was just assuming that I was going to Austin. A nice, easy 35 on the expressway. You have nothing to worry
about.
You're
good to go straight shot down to Austin.
Because once you get past Barton Creek and like Muleshoe or whatever that is, we're out of Austin. Austin's over after all that. It's a great area.
It's fine in the daytime.
Horseshoe Bay is awesome.
Sure. But never again will we take that trip at night to any road that's lights.
You wouldn't want to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Hill country is not for nighttime driving.
No.
At all.
I found that out the hard
you did.
Way.
So
especially for a Dallas driver.
Like, I mean, that
right.
is like the
I'm
worst,
a city
dude.
Boy.
Like,
I'm
see,
not used
that's
to that.
The
I have nothing but street lights and flat roads ahead of me.
Look, my wife is from Gilmer, and even she was stressed because you see some of the same roads out there, but just not for that long of a stretch that I had to be on, man. That was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Of
wondering,
whatever,
is this it?
Whatever color is brighter than white. That's what color my knuckles were.
Phosphorus.
Oh, man. 10 and 2. 11 and 3. 12 and 6. It didn't even matter what I had my hands on. I had it all on top. I'm telling you.
Your eyes are some new grips in the steering wheel. Possibly so that's can nice. Be.
It's like, man, I am going to tear this car up. We're going to die. Then I'm going to get stopped by the cops. Then I'll be in jail.
I'm just
going to
drive there in reverse in case we do hit one.
I had every worst case scenario in my head as I was going down an hour and a half of pitch black highway.
Did you do the thing where you turn the radio down and sit up straight
so
you can focus?
Yeah. If you know anything about my lady, Blow the Whistle is a favorite song from Too Short. And every time it comes on, she will stop down and she's shaking it. That song came on while we were on the expressway. Not a word. Not a word. She did not move
You're
a
both
muscle.
Just hyper-focused.
Not now.
She's leaning in front of the car.
Deer. Deer.
She's ready to scream it at the top of it. What do you do? What am I supposed to do when she says that?
She's a good teammate, though.
So great teammate.
You just hope that she's hit the deer and you duck and hope the antler doesn't get you.
I'm so glad to be back. I didn't think I was going to see you guys ever again. When I left Friday night, it's like, man, I need to tell him bye. What if I was just texting Matt bye?
Just in case I don't make it back.
I'm on this highway where I can't see a thing. And if you're the first car, your bright lights will come on, automatically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you feel a little bit more comfortable seeing a little further. But then if there's a car coming on the other side, of course, they go regular. And, man, there was a while where I almost just put them on. Usually you'll try and stop the dim lights not to blind the other driver, but I needed that so bad, if just for myself, to feel better about what was in front of me.
You turn the brights off, the deer's like, all right, let's go.
Man, that was, I am happy to be back with you guys.
Well, we're glad you're here.
I love all you guys.
We love you too, man.
I said it out loud in the car because I was thinking I was going to die.
He's gay!
Okay, maybe so.